Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Aileen Cowan Vokes, reading my own poem, Unsolved Mysteries. This poem came from, the idea at least, came from a friend who'd recently gone to Crater Lake and discovered that there's this giant hemlock tree, a stump essentially, that's been floating around the lake for decades. And they can't tell why it's doing that. And they have essentially a whole like tourist trade that sprung up around following this tree around the lake. And I thought that was just hilarious. So I wanted to write a poem about that. Unsolved Mysteries. When you tell me about the old man, the dead hemlock tree bobbing vertically in Crater Lake, I want to tell you I understand. My animal is a caldera of craving, a lizard brain sunning itself on the rim. It's so much more desolate than I imagined, you say, of the hollow the volcano left in its wake, an opening where people take a guided tour, following the old man on his trip from one edge to another. You reappear activating this gray matter, and I am afraid to say what is the matter. I can barely abide the nape of your neck in the morning light when we woke on our island and you wrote on the porch a thousand private words you keep locked in your mind. I am a single hemlock on display, with small rafts of humans waving my way, spying me with their black binoculars, wishing me well, saying, "You're doing okay." I expect in another 100 years to find myself dead, making the same loop after more mountains have blown their tops and most of the birds have flown the coop. I want an animal life with you, making warrens and barren hills. You're making me want to read this book, Advice for Future Corpses, lessons for a time when the point is moot, when we see the event horizon drawing us into something grave. I heard you could stack the Eiffel Tower, the Statue of Liberty, the Washington Monument, and all the despair we've seen together, and still not find the caldera floor. That was Unsolved Mysteries, written by me, Aileen Cowan Vokes.